Welcome to Chapter 7, More on Traveling. Ready? I don't remember which country it was that our travels took us along mountain roads with hairpin curves, but we were on one route where the rise was so steep and long that our old Citroën heated up and started boiling over. Almost as if divine, there was a pullout with a picnic table overlooking a picturesque view, as well as a pipe protruding out of some rocks with a small stream of water. We were excited about our good fortune as we waited for the car to cool down. And then there appeared the cyclist that we had passed miles beforehand. We had laughed out loud as we passed him. He was moving slower than a walk, and his legs were spinning around the pedals like an egg beater. For those that remember me, I know you can visualize this as well as my inappropriate conduct. Anyway, regrettably, he kept on pedaling past the pullout and didn't even look our way, but I suspect he had the last laugh. We spent some time in Germany, but we were constricted in our stay there. You see, the problem was that when we were crossing the border from Italy, or maybe it was from France again, into Germany, this was the first time that any border patrol asked for our registration and insurance for the car. We thought we were driving legally, but apparently we didn't have insurance. Uh-oh. Clearly they didn't like our Citroën with the big French sticker pasted on its trunk. It seemed like we were detained for a long time, and then the decision came down. Before they would allow us to travel into Germany, we would have to pay for insurance from them at a cost of $100 per day. Damn, that was expensive. But instead of haggling, we agreed on 3 days and paid the money and were on our way. We had plans to meet up with close family friends from Edmonton that were visiting their relatives in Bavaria, or otherwise we would have forgone the experience. From Germany, well, it wasn't a long drive to go to Austria, especially if you're on the Autobahn. If I had had my Le Mans there, it would have been a lot easier to drive at 160 plus kilometers per hour, but the Citroën was struggling, and it seemed like everyone was passing us. At one point, as we were going through a long tunnel, we had a blowout. I immediately slowed down, but there was no room to pull over. I limped the car to the end where the road widened again, and the car that had been backed up behind us whizzed by like rush hour traffic on steroids. We managed to slowly continue until we could get right off the roadway onto the grass. I opened the trunk to get out the jack and spare tire and discovered we didn't have a spare tire. Yeah, this farm boy can be pretty stupid sometimes. Okay, what to do? We got back onto the edge of the highway and slowly made our way to an exit ramp. It wasn't long before we heard the tire slapping on the pavement, or maybe it was the fender well. I slowed down further to about 10 kilometers per hour. We drove like that for maybe 10 or 20 minutes until we got to a small village with a service station. The owner didn't need an explanation as to what had happened. The rubber was almost all gone, and the rim was badly damaged too. He offered to look for a wheel and came back with a pretty decent tire on a rim. He installed it for us, and he would not accept payment for anything. We expressed our appreciation and were on our way. Marge seemed to always have a map on her lap and was able to navigate us throughout the trip. From then on, we thought that sticking to the so-called side roads would be an insightful decision. But before I leave this flat tire experience, I have an important message for you. If you ever have a problem with your car on the highway, like a flat tire, slow down and keep driving to a safe spot completely off the roadway. I'm not talking about parking on the shoulder. I'm talking about driving to a turnoff or onto the grass in the ditch. Your flat tire is likely going to be rim cut even before you notice the problem initially, and driving on it for a short distance will not ruin your rim. And if it does, big deal. What's another $300 compared to your safety? I'm aware of too many cases of accidents occurring on the shoulder of the road to risk parking on it.